looking this morning at the book of Judges, and I never understood the book of Judges really for the judges you could put the name Savior. The judges were little saviors. And in the book of Judges, after Joshua and the elders passed away that really walked with God and knew God, the people of God began to worship the gods of the people around them. Instead of following the God of the Bible, they became spiritual thermometers, not thermostats. They took on the temperature around them and they followed the gods of people around them. That made God jealous. He's a jealous God. And so God gave them up to be enslaved by these people. And they were also enslaved by their sins, because without God, you get into slavery of your own sin. And they found out that they were then under dictatorial governments of these people that they had followed. And now these people ruled over them very harshly. They oppressed them. And then God would humble them through this, and they would cry out to God and return to God. And when they returned to God, he would rebuke those powers and raise up a savior called a judge, a savior who would save the people by the power of the sword and deliver them out of the oppression of the enemy. These judges, or little saviors, are types of our final and true Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. They point to Christ. The book of Judges, the theme of it is sin, slavery, and salvation. And the judges went through that vicious cycle, and it pointed to the need for our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I want to focus on the temporary Savior in the book of Judges to show you what your permanent Savior, the Lord Jesus, does for you in a more wonderful way than these earthly saviors could do for the people of God in the Old Testament. Therefore, for my text this morning, I'm going to lift out of Judges chapter 3, two verses, verse 21 and 22. If you'll follow along, I'll read those two verses. It speaks of a little savior by the name of Ehud. It says, "And Ehud put forth his left hand." He was a Benjamite. Many Benjamites had lost their right hand in battle, had to train their left hand. He says that he put forth his left hand, took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft went in after the blade, and the fat enclosed upon the blade, so that he could not draw out the dagger out of his belly. And the dirt came out. Gross. From these two verses, as my text this morning, I've chosen the name of my message. It's called, "And the Dirt Came Out." And the dirt came out. And I just want to say two things about it. Number one, this applies to your country being controlled. See, what happened to the country of the people of God, Israel, when they turned away from God, their country went into this slavery. And it's the sad indictment of God's people in the days of the judges that twice it says this about them. That's in Judges 17, verse 6, and 21, verse 25. And I'll quote 21, 25. It says, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Now, these were the professing people of God, and yet they were not following God, yet they were not doing what God wanted. They were doing what was right in their own eyes. I appreciated Bob Page's song, but some of you may go by another song sung by Frank Sinatra, "I Did It My Way." That is so true of so many people that profess to know the God of the Bible. "I did it my way. I've got my own Bible. Don't tell me what Bible's the Word of God. I did it my way. I've got my own standards of right and wrong. Don't you tell me and preach to me what is right and what is wrong. I don't want to hear it." even though the Bible says, if any man speak, let him speak as what? The opinions of man? No, the oracles of God. You see, we're living in a day and age of Laodiceanism. That means not hot like a stove or cold like a refrigerator. Both of those are good because they are doing what they're supposed to be doing. The refrigerator is supposed to be cold and freeze your frozen goods. And the stove is supposed to be hot and cook your food. You are to be what you are. But Laodicean Christianity borrows from the world and borrows from the Bible and puts it all together. And so you have a statue of Jesus and Santa Claus floating over the Laodicean church. And the Lord is on the outside looking in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's not even able to get into most churches in America today. And we wonder why our country is where it is today and why we've gone through what we've gone through. Well, that's what happened in the day of the judges. They had sin, slavery, and then God had to save them when they turned back to God. By the way, I'd rather just stay with the Savior all the way. I'd rather just stay with one nation under God all the way. And the people, instead of worshiping the true and the living God who redeemed them by his great power and by the blood of the Passover lamb, out of the nation of Egypt, they would start worshiping the false gods of the Canaanites, the people that they conquered under Joshua by the power of God. When they left God, then he gave them over to slavery, and not only slavery of their sins, but literal slavery by the Canaanite people. The God of grace made his people free, but sin made them slaves. And so when they repented of their idolatry, the true God would raise up a temporary savior like Samson or Gideon or, in this case, Ehud. And what would that Savior do? He would oppose and defeat the bloated deep state that was bloated and the fat government that were becoming fat by taking the possessions of the people. By the way, that's where we are in America today. Washington, D.C. is bloated. And the political leaders become millionaires and even sometimes billionaires, and they never held a job. They're taking from the people. They're taking from the hard-working people. The Bible says, if any man will not work, neither shall he eat. Somebody said the United States has the symbol of the eagle, but the bald eagle, but we should have the symbol of the mother pig with all the piglets sucking off of its breasts. That's where we've gone in America. And we've lost that hardworking middle class. And so when they left God, he gave them over to that slavery. And sin will always make you poor. But God's grace in your life will make you rich with true freedom, power to serve the Lord, and he'll have dignity in your life. Sin brings you down into disgrace. God's grace that Brother Bob's saying about, it lifts you and gives you dignity. He says in Revelation 1 that Jesus has loosed us by his blood from our sins and made us kings and priests unto our God, and we'll reign on the earth. That's what grace does. But the people of God, though they've been blessed, they turned away and they decided that they would allow sin to reign in their lives. You know, if you're a child of God, Jesus has made you free. You're no longer a slave to sin. You no longer have to allow sin to reign in your mortal body. You can say no to it.
Right.
And yes to Jesus.
Yes.
And that is what you would be wise, and I would be wise to do. And so I'm just saying, in America, I believe that believers, professing believers in this country, especially during the World War II time and after World War II, they said, we're going to give our young people everything they want. And you know, ladies, during the war, they went to work and left being wives and mothers. And they became Rosie the Riveter and got into all these things. And now the ladies got into, you ever heard of women's lib? How many have heard of women's lib? How many of you know it's Satan's fib? Amen? Women's lib is Satan's fib. The highest calling of a woman is to be a wife and a mother, a keeper at home. And the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And Satan knows it. And so he's got women out of the home, and he's got them doing the career and doing the job and leading the family. And that's the road to hell. It's a long road. Gloria Steinem and Hillary Rodham, whatever her last name is. I heard a speech by her years ago. She said, my name is Hillary Rodham. I have to call myself Clinton because the American people are not yet ready to accept a woman of my liberated status. I said, that woman's a devil. And she's going to lead this country astray. Satan has a lot of Jezebels. You read the book of Revelation, find out what the Bible says about pastors and churches that let Jezebel teaching rule that church. It ain't happening here under my watch by the grace of God. But I'm just saying to you that that's been the way it has been in America, and we have paid the price. Since World War II, we defeated Hitler and the Axis. And after defeating Hitler and the Axis, unbeknownst to many people, slithering in was the snake called the devil. And he took over groups like the CIA and the FBI and the intelligence agencies that were meant to protect the American people. And under Barack Insane Obama, those agencies were used to go after American people. Under George W. Bush, the agencies passed these laws that allowed a deep state to get more bloated, more fat, so that it could control Americans. And every president from Jimmy Carter on, except for Reagan, but they kept an eye on him with George Herbert Walker Bush, were totally under the control of the deep state. Fat, bloated, like this guy Eglon. And what a sad commentary it is that since World War II, we have been more and more under the control. In fact, it's pretty well known now that when the people elected John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he wanted to get off of the currency that's controlled by international bankers and have our own money. By the way, we don't have our own money. Gold right now, $1 gold, you pay about $4,500 for it. $1 of gold. Silver's going up like you wouldn't believe. Why? Because this money is not real money. It's not backed by gold or silver, like the Constitution said. They always steal. You say, why did they steal? The Bible says it's Satan. The love of money is the root of all evil. Satan is somebody that loves to steal. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. And Satan has gotten in. And whenever you follow sin in sinful ways and you leave God in the Bible, you allow Satan to come in. The Bible says give no place to the devil. Don't allow Satan in your life. Don't allow Satan in your house. Don't allow Satan in the church. Give no place to the devil. Resist the devil, standing firm in your faith. Amen. But so many Christians have not done that. And the Bible says about this ruler, Eglon, who came in, it says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon." Now, who is Eglon? Their enemy. Who strengthened him? The Lord, capital L-O-R-D. That's Jehovah God, the covenant God of Israel. He strengthened this deep state ruler. You know who killed Kennedy? CIA. That's still not come out fully. Interesting, isn't it? The dirt has been swept under the rug and not allowed to come out. But who allows that to happen? The Lord. You say, why? He's a jealous God. Sin, idolatry, slavery before salvation. "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord." Judges 3:12. Now, I want you to know that the deep state has been operating in this country big time and controlled it since World War II. Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. But I believe it gets back to God's people. God's people. That's the secret. Bible-believing Christians, you, if you're a true believer, it's key to you and what you do. And you know what? As we look at this and see what is happening, we realize that God's people are the key to us being free from the idiocy we see. God's people, after World War II, sent their kids to the government schools, public schools. And those schools educated the kids in secular humanism, in evolution. And then they went to the state universities and they got the same kind of education. By the way, if you're a wise parent, you'll either homeschool or send your kids to a church-run Christian school. And if you're a wise person, not just a wise guy or girl, you'll say, "I don't want to go to a government school. I want to go to a Christian school." This led, when they did this, to rampant fornication on spring breaks in the campuses at Fort Lauderdale and then Pensacola, and drunkenness and partying. And then finally it degenerated further into LGBTQIA, LMNOP, idiocy. And here you had Leah Thomas swimming and going into the girls' locker room, and everybody seeing a 6'3" guy stark naked, and the girls are in there showering like, "How did we get to this place?" You turned away from the God of the Bible. And now you're enslaved. Our borders became open and people came from all over the world, not just Mexico, but Central America, South America, not just there, China, all over the world, and Islamic countries came in. Why? To remove the distinctiveness of the United States of America. American exceptionalism, yes, it's real because it's God and our founding fathers that gave us this country. But it is something that's being destroyed so that the Antichrist and the beast system can come in. And so that goes on. In our text today, the people of God were likewise ruled over by a bloated deep state headed by a very fat man named Eglon in the land of Moab. Here's what it says about Eglon. It says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened," here it is, "the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord." You want to make America great again? Get small before God again. You want to make America great again? Get back to the Word of God, the true Bible. You want to make America great again, you see? Turn back to God and away from your idols, and people of God, serve Him. And we have wonderful control of our bodies if we yield to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will bless our bodies and not dishonor them. But our bodies are being dishonored by, have you ever heard of these homosexual sodomites dressed up like women, teaching little children and mothers, handing their kids to these hairy leg faggots? God help us.
Yes.
But that's what happens when you turn away from God.
Right.
Now, there's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, but the United States has been in bondage to Venezuela. And a lot of you don't even know about it. A lot of you young people, you're not going to hear this in your school. You're certainly not going to hear it in some devil state university. But the United States has been enslaved to little old Venezuela. You say, what are you talking about? You say, why is Trump concerned about Venezuela? Well, I'll tell you this. There was a man by the name of Hugo Chavez. And there was a voting system, I believe it was developed in Cuba. At any rate, Hugo Chavez got involved with this voting machine, and the name of the company that ran the machine was called Smartmatic. And they showed Hugo Chavez how, through technology, he could cheat and get votes by lying and getting as many votes as he needed to win. And he used Smartmatic and he won the election. Well, red Chinese communist money came in, drug money came in, which they allowed to happen. And this thing was developed further and further. Then they started exporting it to certain states in the United States. It went to California, was used. It went to, and they started winning elections, hand-picking who the people behind this wanted to win. They're the people with the money. They're the ones that control our money. And they wanted to win. You ever heard of George Carlin? It's a big, fat club, and you ain't in it. Satan. He is preparing this world to be under one man. And that to be all of your information gathered and kept in one place so it can spy on you and know whether you're going to be loyal to that man. Some of you have Alexa in your houses and other things. They're spying on you right now. And it's only going to get worse. Unless we get a reprieve. Unless we get a reprieve. And that's what we're praying for. A little Savior. Under our big Savior. That would bless us. And give us freedom. But freedom is not just the freedom to do whatever you want. And that's what too many American Christians have thought. It's the power to do what you ought. For God. And right now, God's looking. The Lord Jesus is looking. Are you ready? Can you have that kind of freedom? Are you praying for it? And so we have in Venezuela these machines, and when they went to America, they started noticing Smartmatic was cheating, so they got another company called Sequoia. Anybody ever heard of Sequoia? Okay, few. Then they noticed Sequoia was cheating and they went over to another company. You're going to know this one, Dominion. How many heard of Dominion? Now, if you question the 2020 election and you say Smartmatic did it or Dominion did it, they'll sue your socks off. Mike Lindell was worth about $150 million or somewhere in that neighborhood. He's now worth zero. Why? He went against these companies. The FBI arrested him out in Minnesota, took his cell phone. I don't know if he's ever gotten it back. They have bankrupted this man, but he fights on.
Yes.
Because he says that in 2020, that election was stolen by Joe Biden. By the way, I've said it all the time. But you know why? Because Satan puts you under dominion when you leave God. And so that's what's been going on through Venezuela, and that's what this is all about. And I want to say to you that our founding fathers, George Washington, men like James Madison, men like Patrick Henry, and many others, they didn't follow worldly philosophy when they founded our country and wrote our Constitution and then wrote the Federalist Papers. They said this nation, like the Supreme Court said in 1900, is a Christian nation. Obama stood up proudly and said, "We are no longer a Christian nation. God help us." Right. We need to turn back. Yes. Where does it begin? The Bible says judgment begins in the house of the Lord. That's where judgment begins. And so we need to get back to our founding, and America has left its Christian foundation. By the way, that's what Charlie Kirk was trying to do. That's why he went into those universities. He went and marched on the gates of hell. He brought out their views, and he let truth out and said, "Let the two fight, and truth will win every time." And what was their answer? "We'll kill him." Yep. You say, what crowd killed him? The same crowd I'm talking about. Who? Now, I know about that shooter, Robinson, but I don't doubt that he had people working with him. And I don't doubt it's from the deep state. They can't allow that. They can't allow that. They can't allow America to go back to God and go back to the Bible. And so it says here in Israel of Eglon in verse 17, it says, "And he brought the present unto Eglon." That's Ehud. "And he," Ehud, "brought the present unto Eglon." Ehud was the little savior, the one God raised up. "Brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab." And Eglon was a very fat man. These globalists are very fat men. You can read about them in James 5. The Bible says they're like animals that are being fattened for the slaughter. God is fattening them up to kill them. And he says that believers during the great tribulation will become poor. Why will they become poor? Because they won't take the mark of the beast. By the way, thank God for money. I want to manage my money. I want to give the tithes and offerings. I want to use my money to get people. But I don't worship money. Amen. Money's not my God. Amen. And you'll be tested. So I'm saying these globalist overlords of America have gotten to be very fat cats at the expense of hardworking middle-class Americans. So I'm saying, and the dirt came out. First, this applies to your country being controlled. Second and lastly, this applies to your country being cleansed. I've said that Satan is a liar. Jesus said that. That's why we have so much fake news. Because the news people are bought and paid for by the globalist people that have all this money we've been talking about, that have taken over the money. The news media has been bought and paid for by dirty money. The dirt in America that stays inside and undercover and the people can't see it is because of the dirty fake news media covering it up. And this dirty money also pays off not only news media, but dirty judges. Not only dirty judges, but dirty congresspeople. Certainly all and mainly the Demon Rat Party, which is rightly called, but many of the Rhino Republicans as well. And anyone who questioned the elections were sued by Smartmatic and Dominion voting machines. And do you know they lost all the time? By the way, I was there on January 6th. I was part of the, quote, insurrection. It was not an insurrection. The FBI came to my house looking for me, knocking on my door. "Well, come and get me." I was there. But God protected. A lot of people went to jail, never got out of jail. They had no habeas corpus, no constitutional privilege. They are in a fascist state. And yet, we prayed. We fasted. We prayed. We fasted. We asked God to protect us. And we prayed and we fasted. And we asked God to stop the election fraud. If he would have stopped it in January 2021 there, and in November 2020 at the election, we weren't ready for it. We had to wait 4 more years before the guy that got elected actually got into the White House. But hopefully we've learned something. And hopefully the government has learned something. And that's what we're praying for. And so the Bible says in Judges 3, 14 and 15 about this cleansing, it says, so the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. And by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. We need to send some presents. Amen to the deep state. We need to send some presence through prayer and through the power of God. And we need to see some indictments of these people. We need to see military-style tribunals of congressmen like Kelly, who said, oh, the people voted for the commander-in-chief, but you don't have to obey his orders. Put that guy in a military-style tribunal. We need to see America free again. You say, why was Donald Trump raised up? To free us up. If you'll pray and ask God. Because you see, there's a lot of dirt. Epstein dirt, all kind of dirt. Right. And it's not coming out yet. It needs to come out. The Bible says, and the dirt came out when he stuck that two-edged dagger into Eglon's fat belly. It was so fat, it went in, and he couldn't even get the handle to pull it out. It went, because the fat closed up over it. By the way, I wouldn't follow fat cats. Because they'll try to keep you fat. So you'll lay off them. And when that happened, the Bible says the dirt came out. That's what we need, the dirt to come out. And we're praying for it. And so the president was elected again. He's been in office over a year. We've yet to see an indictment. Todd Blanch is holding it all up in the Justice Department. He's a double agent. Pray against Todd Blanch. The dirt came out. How can that be that we can see the dirt come out? I want to tell you this morning, and I'll be done. You've heard me say it. There was a diplomat from France in the 1800s, Alexis de Tocqueville. He came to America. He said, what makes America different than Europe? What makes America exceptional? America is a holdout against the beast system, the one world government. What keeps America a city on a hill? He looked in Congress. He looked at our government. He looked in our businesses. He went all over America. He couldn't figure it out. He worked and prayed. What is the difference? He said, I finally figured it out when I went into the Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches. He came into a church like this, and he saw men of God on fire from the pulpit preaching the truth of the Word of God and standing for the truth of the Word of God. You know, we've got too many people today that are cowards. When they said, take the mask, he took the mask. Remember when they kicked us out of that restaurant? When they said, cancel your services, they canceled the services. I had a guy in California tell me, you need to cancel your services. And I said, look out your window. Why? Look out your window. Okay. You see people going by that are going to get their marijuana? Yes. You people going by that Walmart? Yes. Then they're considering those essential services. I beg to differ. This is an essential service. And we're not closing our doors. And we didn't. I don't respect any pastor that did. I don't respect pastors that took the jab and put luciferase in people's bodies and got them on the road toward the mark of the beast. I don't respect pastors that didn't stand up against these things and teach their people to stand up and use Romans 12 when Acts 5 says, I'd rather obey God than man. When it goes against the Word of God. I'm just saying that we need a cleansing in America. Do you know right now the president has Venezuela surrounded by a blockade of big battleships? Do you know that? Do you know why? You say it's for the oil. No. He'll take it. You say it might be for the drugs. He'll deal with the drugs. He's been doing that. Because they kill people. You stay away from drugs. Amen. By the way, alcohol is a drug.
Yep.
But let me tell you, he's doing it because the top guy in the intelligence of Venezuela has told him when he was under arrest for drugs, he spilled the beans and said what Hugo Chavez did and what Nicolai Maduro has done, stolen the election from these machines and now control the American government. And who's going to be president in America? With the help of red Chinese money and no doubt Kremlin money and certainly globalist money. They're the key people, the Western globalists. I'm just simply saying to you, we need a cleansing in America. And if we're going to be cleansed, we have to get back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. But God says, God in one is a majority. You need to turn back to me, and that's what we need to have happen. It finally means people attending churches that are doing the right thing and preaching the two-edged dagger of Ehud that pierces this lying bureaucracy. And let me say one more thing. You need a big Savior, not a little Savior. If you've never received our Savior, the Bible says in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. You know what that says? He was a little baby born to the Jewish people. By the way, that's why they're even conservatives now are turning against Israel. Unto us a child is born. He was born from Israel to be the Savior of the world. But unto us a son is given. What does that mean? He was always the Son of God from all eternity. He's divine. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be on his shoulders. No, his one shoulder. That's all he needs. He has a big shoulder. He can rule the world. The government, it says, shall be on his shoulder, speaking of the kingdom to come, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Do you find him wonderful? Counselor, do you listen to his counsel or the counsel of ungodly people? The mighty God. Yay, you can listen to his counsel because he'll back it up. The everlasting Father. You say, what's the everlasting Father? I thought God was the Father. He's the Son. He is the Son. It means the everlasting patriarch. Abraham was a man chosen by God. Isaac was a man chosen by God. Jacob was a patriarch of Israel. But he is the everlasting patriarch. And it says the Prince of Peace. He's the only one that can take away your war with God. Because when he died on that cross and was crowned with thorns, he paid for the sins of the world. He died, he was buried, he rose again. And I was a 17-year-old at war with God. I don't know how old you are, but I was a 17-year-old at war with God. I made such faces at my father. My father said, I should have hit you with a baseball bat. Your face was so wretched. So wretched, Randy. Now, that wouldn't have cured me. It might have killed me. But Jesus cured me. Guy that would pick fights in school, so wretched. Had gone from being a captain of the safeties to being a wretched individual. Why? Because of sin and Satan and pride. Pride. And then the Lord saved me. And my wife, when she saw me, she saw Jesus. And she said, that's the kind of guy I want to marry. She wouldn't have wanted to marry that other guy. I'll tell you that. I'm just saying he's the Prince of Peace. And if you haven't received him, you need to receive him. If you have received him by simple faith, then, oh, just go all the way with him. Go all the way with him. You say, why, Pastor? Because the Bible says this, far above all, speaking of Jesus, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. I like that, and dominion. Let me say that again, and dominion. Far above all dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in the world, also in that which is to come, speaking of the coming kingdom, and hath put all things under his feet. Is that Ashley back there? Good to see you, girl. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Think about that. Our church has somebody who's the boss of the universe, Jesus. He's ascended and sitting down at the right hand of the Father, and he controls everything. So, if we want a cleansing, we know who gives it and who we're serving. And if we want to see the captivity of this country and the truth about the captivity, we know he has a sharp two-edged sword. I'll just let that go. And he will tell us the truth. Amen. And you can get it here in this church because this church is not bought and paid for by globalist money. I will not be a prostitute of the world government. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you the God's honest truth about what's right for America and about your eternal soul. Put your faith in Jesus and be saved. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We've been talking about...